14 books in the New Testament. The New Testament from Matthew to Revelation talk about the blood of Jesus. 23 or 28 books talk about the blood in types and shadows from Genesis to what's the book right before the New Testament? What is it? Malachi or something like that. 24 or 28 books talk about the blood of Jesus in type and shadow and the need for the blood covering. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. 14 books in the New Testament talk about the blood of Jesus and Him going to the cross and sacrificing. So we would have to throw out the New Testament and the Old Testament if we threw out the blood. The blood is so important. It's the primary thing, the blood of His cross. The Bible talks about the blood of His cross. I'm going to talk about this for 30 days, I think. And when I upload it to YouTube, they hate this. I uploaded that one video yesterday, and it just didn't go through. So I had to re-upload it. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The blood of Jesus is holy and pure and righteous. I mean, it's just pure blood, and the righteousness is only because of the blood of Jesus. You're covered by the blood. Almost all things in the temple were sprinkled by blood, which what? To consecrate it, to set it apart, to make it holy. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, and it points back to Jesus. And those who follow Cain, works-based system, are not going to accept it. They're going to look at the Bible and interpret it as works. Those who are under the blood look at the Bible and interpret it by faith. And it has to be by faith, because the blood of His cross is not happening, where it's not in front of you now. It was 2,000 years ago, and the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So it is happening now. If you understand that every moment is the same, every moment is the same story. So it's by faith. And when I look at this truck going down the highway, it's got black, white, and red on it. And the red represents the blood. The black and white represents the cross. And notice that America had the blacks, the whites, and the Indians, the red, the black, white, and the red is typified everywhere. The blood of His cross is typified as I'm going down the highway. I got the black and white dashes, and I'm flowing, which represents the blood. The blood has to flow. The life is in the blood. If the blood stops flowing, then you die. Just like at the bank. If the currency stops flowing, the bank dies. They have to loan money to make money. That's how they make a living, loaning money. The life is in the blood. The blood of His cross. 14 books in the New Testament talk about it specifically. The other books hint to it, I'm sure. The Old Testament, 28 books talk about it in types and shadows. What am I trying to tell you? It's the primary theme of life. Without the blood of Jesus covering you, covering the earth in types and shadows, the moon represents the blood. Without the blood, this place would be destroyed. Moon mints blood. The reason the woman has the menstrual cycle is because Eve dropped us down into sin, so she has to have that typology of the blood, the blood cover. 28 days, just like the moon. The reason you see evil people walking around with red shoes on, I don't trust anybody that wears red shoes. I'm not judging or being judgmental. I just don't trust them. That's my opinion, right? Don't I have my own opinion? Yeah. If you wear red shoes, I don't trust you. If you drive a red car, you're suspect. Because when I remember when I was driving a red car, I was lost. I was hellbound sinner. I thought I was saved. The reason the stop sign is red, because when you go to the stop sign, you stop flowing. And you need the red stop sign to typify the blood of Jesus. Because you stop flowing, the blood still has to be typified. The reason your brake lights are red, because when you slow down to stop, the red shows up, represents the blood. I'm slowing down, I'm hitting my brakes, and the lights on the back are red. It typifies the blood. This reality is preaching Jesus every moment of every day. When you cut your hand, the red blood in your body the blue blood you cut, right? The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So it's blue in your body, right? Represents law, right? It's flowing your it might be red. It just looks, when it hits oxygen, it turns red. And the word oxygen is ox. The blood sacrifice, the ox. The oxen. They sacrificed oxen. You're either a child of Cain or you're a child of Abel. Cain brought his own works and no blood. Abel brought the blood of Jesus in types and shadows, and God said, sacrifice your sheep, or whatever he sacrificed, the lamb. Because it points back to how evil you are, Abel. And you need a blood covering. Cain, bringing up, go pay Abel some money with your money you made, and go get a sheep from Abel and make a sacrifice. And Cain says, no, I want to bring my own works. Abel didn't have to work. The sheep did their own work. They multiplied. Cain, bring a sacrifice. No, I'm bringing the fruit of the field. Well, it don't work that way. You do what God says. Whether you understand it or not, I don't care if you understand it. God is smart. God is God. You're Cain. Wake up. You got to bring a blood sacrifice. If you don't, you're not going to be happy. You'll never be happy. Period.